Well, good morning, Remnant. Welcome to the LaPorte Church of Christ, December 29th, 2024. Wow, where has the month gone? Where has the year gone? Time has certainly just flown right by. It really has. The Bible talks about that, if the days hadn't been shortened, right? And many people are bringing that up and saying, you know, where time just flying by. It seems like even the time changed last month and people talking about doing away with that. But anyway, end of the month, end of the calendar year, our last church broadcast for the calendar year of 2024. But we're glad you're here. We thank you for joining us. We're, again, encouraging you to be, well, to remember to say your prayers. It's as simple as that. Remember, we used to hear that when we were children. Remember to say your prayers. And so hopefully you're still doing that. And we pray the pistol prayer. We start out with that here. Again, as we say, we see it coming true. It's just a fact. We see more people awakening. We see more spells not working. And we see the idols that people have held, that have been held in our society. We see them falling to the wayside. And that's a good thing. It really is. Well, hope you'll join us in this pistol prayer. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority, we say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release, Baals be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down. Stop the spells, send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus, cause it to be, and thank you. Thank you for the victory. Amen and amen. Those idols are being cast down. You know, there's those what we call movie idols, movie stars that you're hearing more and more. They're moving out of Hollywood, and they're moving away. And saw a quote this week. It said, you know, you can't talk about Christianity. You can't talk about religion in Hollywood. And I mean, you know that, and I know that. But there's more and more that are seeing that, saying, huh. Why not? Why not? Maybe they'll connect that dot to the dot of who owns and runs Hollywood. That's just for free. Well, I want to start off in Revelation. Revelation 1, verse 3, it's truth. It's as much truth as John 1:1, as John 3:16, as Genesis 1:1. It truly is. Revelation 1:3, it says, blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy. And blessed are those who hear and obey what is written in it, because the time is near. So did you get that? It talks about being blessed. Who doesn't want to be blessed? I want to be blessed. I hope you do as well. Our people talk about that. They, oh, when it hits the fan, they start, oh, Lord, we need this. We need this, right? They sing the song, God Bless the USA. Well, how about instructions on, or directions on how to get blessed? And it's right there in Revelation 1:3. It really is. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of the prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and obey what is written in it, because the time is near. And so it's important, I think, we remember that. You want to be blessed? Well, read the word, hear the word, and obey the word. It's not rocket science. I don't think you need a degree in anything to be able to understand what it says there. And so, again, this year, for this next year, just wrapping up the 2024, but we have the 2025 Bible reading plan. We have it available. We have it in a PDF format. We've been sending it out. We'll get it. You see it on the screen there, at least the first 2 months. And we'll get it out to you if you'd like it. We can email it to you. We can put it in the mail. We've had a couple brothers have ordered dozens of them. And, of course, we've sent those out. And, again, the Scripture tells us, blessed are those who hear the word, who read the word, and who obey the word. And so, if you want to be blessed, here is a help for that formula. You know, it's like the math formula of 2 plus 2 is 4. It's a formula that works. And so we have the Bible reading plan. We hope it's an encouragement to you. It's very similar to last year. Starts in Genesis. And you know, you read about three chapters a day. It's not complicated. It's not hip and the latest, greatest thing to come out. And this is what will come off your phone and slap you in the head and remind. No, it's just a tool to help you there. But you'll be blessed if you'll do it. It is as simple as that. 2 Timothy talks about that as well. 2 Timothy 3, we'll take a look at a couple verses here. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17 reminds us, all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. We want to be thoroughly equipped. And that's what equips us, is all the Scripture. Not just the New Testament. Not just, well, I read Matthew or I read John. All Scripture. You know, if you want to be equipped to go work in the oil field or go work a construction job, you have to have a couple things. You have to have some steel-toed boots. You probably have to have some good thick work clothes, some good gloves and whatnot this time of year, maybe a reflective vest, a helmet, hard hat, those type things. You have to be equipped to do the job you want to do. And it's like that here. For us to be equipped to do the good work we want to do. Well, the Scripture's there. All Scripture, it says, is there for us. Not just the New Testament, but certainly not just the Old Testament either. So we hope that, again, is a reminder of you, maybe a tool in your tool belt to speak with your Judeo-Christian friends in your circles that, hey, we're not just New Testament Christians. We're all Testament, all Scripture, all Scripture. Well, let's look at a little more Scripture in Isaiah. Isaiah talks about it. You know, the Scripture here talks about training in righteousness, for us to be trained in righteousness. See, that's the easy way. That's the easy way. We have the Scripture that we can read, listen to, and obey, and all of it is there to help us be trained in righteousness, right? So it's like that's the easy way. But for those that don't choose that way, there's another way as well. And I think we're seeing that right now. Let's take a look. It talks about it in Isaiah. Isaiah 26, verse 9 says, "My soul yearns for you in the night. In the morning, my spirit longs for you. When your judgments come upon the earth, the people of the world learn righteousness." You see, that's the hard way. The judgments that come upon the earth. So you have the easy way to be trained and learn in righteousness, right? Hear the word, read the word, obey the word, all of the word, all Scripture. Or, for others, it's the judgments that have to come upon the earth for people to learn the righteousness. Got a couple pictures I want to share with you, and I kind of captioned them hello down there. Yeah, you see these. This is, I think I got three of them here. This is Hawaii's Kilauea volcano began erupting on the Big Island, prompting officials to elevate the alert level. The lava, latest reports are the lava continues to come out at, quote, a very rapid rate. It says, which is common during the early eruption period. Webcam imagery showing a line of fissures erupting lava fountains and feeding lava flows at the base of Halama Amaumaua, maybe, I don't know, within Kaluapele, the summit caldera, officials said. Lava fountains peaking 200 feet tall on Monday morning. That's not a little rumble and psh, spewing out a little lava. And if you remember, just about a month ago, we were seeing these volcanic eruptions up in Greenland on the other side of the world. Now, whether they're connected or not, I don't know. We're just reporting to you what we see happening. And it was just a couple weeks ago we reported to you two earthquakes in California. Remember those? One off the coast, it was like a 7-point something on the Richter scale. They had tsunami warnings all up and down the coast. No tsunamis, no tidal waves, but they had the earthquake. Had another one inland, I don't know what, 100 miles? And so these rumblings and shakings, we're seeing them go on and on. Now, you don't see them covered in the media. They're not being put out. Folks, we're seeing these growing natural occurrences, these natural disasters. No, you don't hear anything about that. But you know, you'll hear about things like Miley Cyrus, right? And what's going on in Hollywood and how the latest Democrats are outraged at whatever. And we report these things here. We try to share these things with you. Again, not to bring on a sense of fear, not at all, but just to be aware. To be aware. Because we see these things talked about in the scriptures. Let's take a look. We'll take a look at 2 Peter 3, 10 and 11. We've read these before because we see this just like we read, because the time is near. Do these things. Read the word, hear the word, obey the word, because the time is near. We read that in Revelation. We read this here in 2 Peter because we see these things happening that are described in the scripture. Let's take a look. 2 Peter 3, 10 and 11. This is King James. Says, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness?" To me, it's very similar to what it said there in Revelation, because the time is near. So, how should you be? How should you be? You know, if you're a marathon runner and you've got a marathon next year in November, well, you're probably thinking about training. You're probably starting to do a little running and all that stuff. But, you know, if you got a marathon to run on January 5th, just coming up next week, you better be a little better prepared for it if you're gonna survive it, if you're going to be able to run it, right? How are you going to be? If you know it's that close, you're going to be different. Well, folks, we don't know when this day of the Lord's going to come. We don't. World just celebrated Christmas, the birth of Christ. I tell you, I think the return is closer to us than his birth, than his first coming. I really think that. It sure seems like it is. So like it says, what manner of persons ought you to be in all conversation and godliness? That's a question, I think, for all of us to reflect on and to look inward and to answer that, at least to ourselves. Well, Remnant, remember our network website, sfawbn.com. It is, as it says there, a voice in the wilderness broadcasting network. And lots of information there, the archives, the live stream, video, audio, the newswire. And that's where we try to share current events and breaking news that are happening in different parts of the country that, you know, maybe the AP, maybe the Big Wire doesn't pick up and send out to CNN or Fox. But they happen nonetheless. And so if they're happening in your neck of the woods, you can email them to us. You see the email there, jason@sfaw.org. And we'll be glad to post them up and share them with the remnant. You know, sometimes we get to thinking that all is lost, that these things that happen, whether, oh, the economy is fixed, or the meaning fixed, that it's running the way the enemy wants it to run. All the elections are always rigged and fixed, and no matter what you do, they're going to just turn out the way that they want them to. And, you know, the government, they got their drones, all the drones in New Jersey. Oh, my gosh, the government, what are they doing? And they know exactly what's going on. It's not exactly that way. You know, the movies put it out that way, and the media puts it out that way, and, of course, the enemy wants you to think that. But they really are not in control. And I had this one little graphic. Maybe you can hit that one, Jason, the next one. That it says, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. This was the first colorized movie that came out in the movie theaters, The Wizard of Oz, back in the 1930s, right? The great and terrible Oz, who knows all and sees all. And it's just this little guy behind the mirror pulling a bunch of levers, smoke and mirrors. And so that really is how they are. There's a they and an us. The us, we have that covenant, that law written on our heart. But the they don't. But they're not in control. They might be trying. But they're just not in control. That came to mind when I saw this headline this past week about the fighting going on over in the Gulf and in the Far East, where one of our own U.S. ships shot down one of our own planes. Friendly fire. A warship shooting down our own jet. It was the USS Gettysburg guided missile cruiser mistakenly shot down an American fighter jet in the early morning hours last Sunday in what U.S. Central Command is calling an apparent case of friendly fire. The F-18's two Navy pilots ejected safely over the Red Sea. And the apparent friendly fire incident comes the same day the U.S. carried out airstrikes against Houthi targets in Yemen, hitting a missile storage facility, command and control facility in the capital of Sana'a. The U.S. also shot down one-way attack drones and an anti-ship cruise missile, according to U.S. Central Command. And so I just mentioned this, that it shows that they really don't know what they're doing. Oh, they're trying. There's a lot going on. The command structure, you know, after 8 years of Clinton and 8 years of Obama and another 4 years of O'Biden, the command and control structure in our military leaves something to be desired. It truly does. They want you to think they're almighty, but they're not. And then I saw this headline, wanted to share this. And this next headline is really, I headed it up as due to fears. It's due to fears. And you'll see this if you kind of read between the lines and see what they're really saying. Costco egg recall is upgraded to the highest level due to salmonella fears, of course, as prices rise. Prices are going up. They're putting that out there. They are. Officials have upgraded the Costco egg recall, you know, right here at the holidays. This was just this last week, because of worries about a bacterial infection known as salmonella. U.S. Food and Drug FDA upgraded the recall to its highest risk level. And these were, I know there's Costco's all over, but these were eggs sold in Alabama, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee, beginning back in November. It goes on, gives you all these details, products with this code number, used by date, affected. But I thought this was interesting. It says, The report said, it's important to note that FDA officials have not confirmed if the eggs tested positive for the bacteria. They've also not yet been any illnesses reported. So, no eggs have tested positive for salmonella. Nope. No illnesses for salmonella have been reported. Nope. But if you bought these eggs, take them back. Costco will give you your money back for them. See, it's all on the thought. On the maybe these eggs might be a problem. And so in the past, I think that this would just happen, and it's like, well, that's what we got to do. But again, I think it shows that what they are doing, it shows that they're playing on the fears of people. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that bought those eggs, because Costco sells a lot of everything, just like Walmart does, just like all the big box stores do. And I'm sure there's a lot of people taking the eggs back. But it's not on anything confirmed. It's on what might be. And I think it's important that we see that that is how our enemy operates. That they operate on fear. Can't see it. You just have to believe it. Just believe us. Yeah, these eggs are bad. You know, I saw another report that this week, it said, you know, eggs finally have been moved over to the healthy list by the same U.S. FDA, Food and Drug Administration. And I think it's just because so many people are waking up to the fact that they are healthy, that they have always been healthy. You know, we've always tried to, here at the ministry, tried to put out and to encourage you to look out, to seek local, right? Local food. If you can deal, if you can find somebody local, and more than likely you can, if you'll take the time to look and to search out, you can find a family, a 4-H family, an FFA family that are raising eggs, that are raising chickens and having eggs. Of course, winter time's kind of a slow time, but it doesn't mean you can't find them. And the old adage of not having all your eggs in one basket, you know, excuse the pun, but it fits. You know, you don't want to have it where Costco, who's recalling their eggs, is the only place that you get eggs, or your Walmart or your grocery store or whatever. And it's just common sense, but just a reminder for that. Psalms 118 verse 6 came to mind. I found this graphic, wanted to share this. Again, we share this not to bring fear, because as Psalms 118:6 says, the Lord is with me, I will not be afraid. And you know, that's a good way, I think, to end the year, is to remember that. The Lord is with us, we will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to us? We've been moved. So we've been moved from the dominion of darkness to the dominion of light. We've already shared in the death of Christ when we were baptized in him. And so next, for those of us that have been baptized, that are not sin-free, but forgiven, that are trying to listen to the word, read the word, obey the word, to be blessed, to be safe, to be strong, not being afraid. The next thing we get is to share in the glory of his resurrection. Anyway, well, the last little bit of current events I'm going to share with you this morning is, again, the bird flu comes back up. Just want you to be aware of it. This map that you see are all the blue, the dark counties that have reported bird flu since January of 2022. Okay, so that's going on, what, 23, 24, almost 3 years now. And so, not that they still have it there, but they say a man in Louisiana got the first serious human case of bird flu, that H5N1, from sick or dead birds in a backyard. And they're reporting that it's the first time a U.S. case has been linked to backyard flocks. Usually it's the big flocks in California or down in Texas or kind of up in the upper Midwest, these major flocks that we've heard over the last several years. You know, California wipes out 1 million birds to keep the bird flu from spreading. And even here in Colorado, they've talked about how bad it's gotten, even in the dairy cows. Bird flu in the dairy cows. You figure it out. I don't know. But we wanted you to be aware of it. And the symptoms, flu-like symptoms. No deaths attributed to it. Flu. Fever, cough, sore throat, body aches, runny nose. Just like every other flu symptom that's out there. Anyway, so when you hear this bird flu, we sure don't think that it's the end of the world. But when you hear certain people talking about it, it's presented that way sometimes. Another couple scriptures here, and we'll wrap up here this morning. Proverbs 29:25 says, "The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whosoever putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe." The fear of man brings a snare. See, the fear of man is a trap. It is. And it does good when we purposefully tell ourselves, you know, I'm not going to be fearful of that. I'm not. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to be scared of it. Bird flu may be there. There may not be any eggs at Costco. We got through this year with no eggs in many places. From bird flu to supply chain issues. But those things didn't trap us. They weren't a snare for us like we read. And then the last verse here as we wrap up the year, Proverbs 31. Proverbs 31 talks about the Proverbs 31 woman, right? That does this and does that. And, you know, certainly that applies to our wives and applies to the female among us. But, you know, we are the bride of Christ. And so it applies to all of us as well. I really think it does. And Proverbs 31:25, I've got a couple translations here because I wanted to share those. You know, it says, "Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come," it says in one translation. And then I've got another one right there. It says, "Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she smiles at the future." And that's what I want to kind of start to close out with as we close out this calendar year of 2024. And the good Lord willing and the creek don't rise, we've got the calendar year of 2025 just around the corner. And so we hope that you can smile at the future as that Proverbs 31 reminds us to do. And I'll go out with this old Irish blessing. I think I've got a graphic of it, but it came to mind. An old Irish blessing, and it says, "May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind always be at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face and rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand." Thank you, Remnant, for your prayers and support for us this last calendar year. And know that we pray for you, we're thankful for you, and we look forward to 2025, the calendar year we do. And we're doing our best here to smile at that future. Well, thanks for joining us. Stay tuned. We've got a timeless pulpit truth for you and a new message for you right after that. So again, thanks for joining us this Sunday morning. God bless.